Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Where does Deshaun Watson rank in the pecking order of quarterbacks heading into the third year of his NFL career? There's contrasting viewpoints, and I think an interesting point was brought up by one of our new colleagues last night on his show, Matt Jarecki, about just how we look at quarterbacks here in Houston. We'll get to that viewpoint in just a second. But first, I got to say this. There's a member of the national media who has a love fest for Deshaun Watson. His name is Chris Sims.
Deshaun Watson is so freaking awesome. Ooh. Okay. Deshaun Watson. Ooh. Okay. Is so freaking awesome. Okay.
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate future.
Chris Sims has a list of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. It started at 40. He's working his way into the top five. And Deshaun Watson appears on his list as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. He's ahead of Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees.
Come on now.
I'm the biggest Deshaun Watson fan there is, but I would say that this Chris
Sims
list is, well, Chris Sims might be a little bit bigger of a fan. I would say that we need to tap the brakes on putting Deshaun Watson in the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Despite the fact we've been starving for a quarterback for a long time here in Houston, I would tap the brakes just a little bit on that one, John Lopez.
Yeah, what you want to happen and what the case is as it is not right now are two entirely different things. We want, and a lot of us expect, Deshaun Watson to be on that list, maybe even number one. He's not. We want it. We're hopeful. We can predict it. We think it might happen or it will happen. But he's not right now. I mean, he's just not. So, you know, if you're talking about, you know, projecting, I'm right in line with you. I think he's going to be – I think he's what this city's been waiting for forever, since Warren Moon, for God's sakes, you know?
But what is he currently heading into his second full year as a starter and heading into his third season in the NFL? We know what Pat Mahomes is, arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. Matt Jarecki, who hosts Nights Now, one of our new colleagues, very, very entertaining show. I highly recommend that you listen to it at night from 9 to 11. He does a damn good job. Solo show. Very, very, very solid, very, very bright young man with a very, very good future. He brought this question up yesterday, and it got me to thinking, and it also got me to thinking about how big of a year this is for Deshaun Watson as he looks to become among the higher-paid quarterbacks following his third season. We saw Carson Wentz get his extension. Will Deshaun Watson get that extension? And where does Deshaun Watson currently sit? Matt Jarecki had an interesting viewpoint on where the quarterback of your Houston Texans currently stands among the other QBs in the NFL.
I like him, but we talk about Deshaun Watson like he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. This is how Deshaun Watson ranks. Yards per game, 18th. Sacks taken, he took the most in the league. That's not all on the offensive line. He held onto the ball. Touchdowns, he was 12th in the league, behind a guy like Baker Mayfield. Yards per attempt, 6th. He's really tough. There is the beginning to some legendary stuff here. Teams are going into the offseason trying to figure out, oh my God, how do we stop Patrick Mahomes? What are you going into the offseason saying, oh my God, we got to stop this about Deshaun Watson?
I mean, that's a great way to put it that Matt did right there. Look, if you want to say, oh, he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now, he's better than Tom Brady, he's better than Drew Brees. Who else did he have him in front of?
Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Matt Ryan.
Okay, you can say that's my opinion.
Cam Newton.
And I'm fine with it. That's my opinion. If you say that, cool. I don't have that opinion. But you can't say he is absolutely the best quarterback in the NFL when the numbers that Matt just laid out say he's not even top 10 right now. I mean, what else do you want to see? We want to see it progress. But that's not what he is right now.
We talk about Bill O'Brien being on the hot seat, and Mike and Seth said that Bill O'Brien was on the hot seat. Deshaun Watson's going to be your quarterback regardless for the next decade. He's going to be the quarterback mm-hmm. for your Houston Texans, but I think it is a fair question to ask as we approach the point in which Deshaun Watson is going to be among the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is Deshaun Watson going to be closer to the Pat Mahomes's, Drew Brees's, Carson Wentz's,
right?
Or is he going to be closer to the Derek Carrs and the Matthew Staffords, who at one point were the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL as well? Deshaun for sure is going to be here for 10 years, but we have hopes for him. But right now, it's a very dangerous area for a football team when you're going to invest that much money mm-hmm. to a quarterback. It's a very dangerous area for the Texans to pay him, and that's what's going to happen if he is like a Matt Stafford or a Derek Carr. I tend to think that he's going to be closer to the Carson Wentz's and closer to the Pat Mahomes,
mm-hmm.
but there's reason to wonder whether or not, which way is it going to go in his second full year as a starter? Which way is Deshaun Watson going to go? I think as big of a year as this is for Bill O'Brien, I think it's just as huge for Deshaun Watson, because he has to creep his way up a list to where when he appears on a top 10 list like what Chris Sims has,
mm-hmm.
it's not such a polarizing topic and looked at as clickbait. He has to emerge himself into that top 10, top 8.
To be fair, what was polarizing about Chris Sims' list is not so much that Deshaun Watson is 5. If he believes that, that's fine. It's that Big Ben and Tom Brady and Drew Brees were behind him. You know, so I understand that. That's creating a polarizing list right there. It's going to be controversial when you put those three guys behind Deshaun Watson. And as far as your first point there, this is, you know, our big hope, we know what it is with Deshaun Watson. He becomes that guy, and he reaches a top five. And not only Chris Sims, but everybody's, you know, writing songs about him. The big worry is kind of what you hinted at right there. You can't ruin these years for a quarterback. You can't ruin these years with an offensive line that doesn't get the job done. With every year is just precious when you have a quarterback that can play at that level. It's just precious.
Because the bottom line is, this is my point, he's getting paid regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's just the cost of doing business for a quarterback. Deshaun Watson is never going to not be in the same class as Derek Carr or Matthew Stafford. Those guys get paid because mm-hmm. quarterbacks get paid. They're hard to find. It's hard to even find a top 15 quarterback in the NFL. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Now, are the Texans going to be paying a guy in that tier? Are they going to be paying a guy in the upper tier? Hopefully it's the upper tier, but it can go either way. It can go either way. And how do you ruin it? You continue to let him get beat up. You continue to let
him
take the beating.
Or your head coach doesn't fulfill the promise.
Now, that's another thing in itself with Bill O'Brien. Now, mm-hmm. is Bill O'Brien the right guy for Deshaun Watson? I think that's why Bill O'Brien's currently in the hot seat. And I understand the case for Bill O'Brien being mm-hmm. a good head coach, but on the other end, there's also a case for Bill O'Brien being a guy who hasn't taken that next step, and there's a healthy amount of skepticism as to whether or not he will. I think the biggest mistake the Colts made with Andrew Luck was keeping Chuck Pagano around,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, his first 5 full seasons in the NFL, same exact record as Bill O'Brien. That's a mistake. You can say, on one hand, Bill O'Brien's had 4 out of 5 winning seasons, and he's won 3 division titles. But you could also say this, and a lot of people who praise Bill O'Brien is he did it without a quarterback. He was winning without a quarterback.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to talk about. No one has put more pressure on Bill O'Brien than Deshaun Watson, because now you've got to get him to play at an extreme level. See, everybody was complimenting Bill O'Brien, and I think fairly. I'm not saying it wasn't. When you had Brian Hoyer, when you had Ryan Mallett, when you had Fitzpatrick and Tom Savage and T.J. Yates, guys that were not considered great quarterbacks, some of them weren't even considered good quarterbacks, and yet you were winning 9 games, and yet you got to the playoffs. Bill O'Brien's reputation as a head coach, as an offensive guy, just vaulted because he was taking average quarterbacks and doing something with them. Now that he's got a great quarterback, his reputation is on the line, because if he doesn't take Deshaun Watson to a higher level, then he's done.
But let me go ahead and counter that, because mm-hmm. I think when we talk about Bill O'Brien and we talk about him winning with good quarterbacks, I don't think we take into account who the other quarterbacks were in the division when he was winning those divisions, okay? 2015, Andrew Luck missed the majority of the season. And Bill O'Brien did win the division, but he had an elite defense. Nobody else in the division had anything elite. Mm-hmm. 2016, when he won his second division title, yes, it was with Brock Osweiler. Andrew Luck was out there playing with one arm. He was struggling, mm-hmm. and that's why he missed the entire next season. So that's another thing to take into account.
Right.
Also, the coaches in the division at that time, Chuck Pagano, Gus Bradley, and Mike Mularkey. The other quarterbacks, you had Blake Bortles, Marcus Mariota, who was banged up as well. So, yes, Bill O'Brien was winning without quarterbacks, but the division didn't have very good quarterbacks, and the coaches
and
were very bad.
And his reputation was, look how good he's doing with those average quarterbacks.
Well, everybody else had one. And everybody else had one. And now now Andrew Luck's back to being healthy. Nick Foles, a Super Bowl champ, is in the division, and you really don't know about the Titans, but there's that uncertainty. And even last year when he went 11-5, you lost twice to the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. So I understand the case for Bill O'Brien, but if you look a little bit deeper into it, there's a healthy amount of skepticism. The moral of the story is this. Big year for Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson this year, and I think when Cal McNair looks at this situation, he decides how he's going to handle things moving forward. It's something he's going to have to look at, and he's going to have to decide when he does pay Deshaun Watson if he has the right coach, because Deshaun Watson's getting paid regardless of what tier he's in. Will Bill O'Brien be here? I guess that's to be determined, as they say, Lopez.
TBD.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. A lot of people think the Texans are trying to be the Patriots, and a member of the Patriots says that's a recipe for failure. Shots fired on In the Loop next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.